Sangadevi and beautiful Dharmacharinis. So as we know, this year's International Women's Order Convention and also other parts of it are devoted to exploring the mind and the 51 mental events in an atmosphere of meditation and reflection. So you also know that Bhante led a seminar on this material many, many years ago on the book Mind in Buddhist Psychology, which produced a two-volume transcript, an enormous amount of material. And that book, Mind in Buddhist Psychology, is based on a translation by Dr. Gunter and Dr. Kawamura of a Tibetan text called The Necklace of Clear Understanding by Yeshe Gyaltsen. Yeshe Gyaltsen lived 1713 to 1793. I'm just going to quote a little bit from Bhante in Know Your Mind. He says, although Yeshe Gyaltsen includes quotations from Tsongkhapa, the founder of the Gelugpa tradition, and from Tsongkhapa's disciples, he is clearly at pains to interpret faithfully the original Yogacara Abhidharma tradition as expounded by a Sangha in the Abhidharma Samuchaya. So Bhante also mentions in Know Your Mind that he's going to draw on another text called The Doctrine of Mere Consciousness, which is a Chinese text in the Yogacara tradition by Xuanzang. So I thought it was interesting just to mention that it's this kind of lineage in the teaching coming to us. And that lineage involves people on our own refuge tree. So we have Asanga, Vasubandhu, Tsongkhapa, Xuanzang, and of course Bhante. So it's just worth knowing what the lineage of this material is that we're going to be reflecting on. And as we're doing the prostration practice every morning, perhaps we can particularly bear those figures in mind. Perhaps they'll become a bit more alive to us as we explore mind and mental events from that tradition. Last night we also had a reading from The Shepherd's Search for Mind, Milarepa of course, the Song of Milarepa. So Milarepa is also on our tree, and Milarepa was also very much concerned with discovering the true nature of mind. Perhaps we could say that all the figures on the tree are concerned with the true nature of mind, either expressive of the true nature of mind because they express the absolute refuge, the Buddha or the five jhanas, or in terms of the teachers, they knew from their own experience the true nature of mind. They may have arrived at that in very different ways, but in a way, when we go for refuge in the prostration practice, we go for refuge to mind, to the true nature of mind. So perhaps we can bear that in mind when we do the practice, and it will connect us with the reflections that we're doing and the talks. So then, as we also know, this material from that seminar has been made into a book by the Spoken Word Project, the book Know Your Mind, which, as I said last night, I'm sure many of you have read and studied and thought about. And as I said last night also, Subhuti's taken up this material and run several meditation retreats and study retreats. And he's also brought into those retreats other material, so he's read around the subject. And Lokaband has produced an anthology of mental events defined from many, many different sources, which some of us have a copy of. So we're beginning to build up a body of practice and theory around this whole topic of mind and mental events. And we're going to be exploring that material over the next 9-10 days.